USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The site of the USA's biggest nuclear accident has shut down for good. Chris Barnes reports.
The Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania leaked large amounts of radiation after a partial meltdown in 1979.
Some radioactive steam escaped into the air. Radiation was detected a mile away from the plant.
The accident brought stricter standards for nuclear power plants, but put the development of new ones on the back burner for decades. Three Mile Island is licensed to operate through 2034, but it's going out of service after the state refused to provide financial assistance to its owners.
The American Film Institute is now honoring Julie Andrews with its Lifetime Achievement Award. The organization said that Andrews will receive the award at the Gala Tribute April 25, 2020 in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast on TNT. The 83-year-old actress will be the 48th recipient of the prestigious honor, joining Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, and George Clooney. This year's honoree was Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The United States signed an agreement that paves the way for the U.S. to send many asylum seekers to one of the world's most violent countries, El Salvador. But both countries must first take necessary legal action and implement major border security and asylum procedures before it can go into effect. The deal is the latest step taken by the Trump administration to lean on other nations, many of those notoriously violent, to take in immigrants to stop the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. immigration officials are also forcing more than 42,000 people to remain in Mexico as their cases play out, and have changed policy to deny asylum to anyone who transited through a third country en route to the southern border of the U.S. The opioid crisis has hit virtually every pocket of the U.S., from rural towns in deeply conservative states to big cities and liberal-leaning ones, but a curious divide has now opened up. The nation's Republican state's attorney generals, for the most part, have lined up in support of a tentative multi-billion-dollar settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, while their Democratic counterparts have mostly come out against it, saying it's woefully inadequate. Exactly why this is unclear, and some of those involved suggested it can't necessarily be explained by the fact that the Republican Party is considered more friendly to big business. The proposed settlement with the Stanford, Connecticut-based drug maker could ultimately be worth over $12 billion, though critics doubt it will be close to that much. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.